All right, we'll say good morning. Let's begin. So we're picking up, remember, in the Shaar Revi'i, page Kuf Mem in the Shaar Tshuva. So the Rabbi Yonah introduced us to this idea yesterday that even after tshuva occurs, so there still is sometimes a residual impact of sin or residual effect of sin that is left on the individual that must somehow be dealt with. We'll discuss again the mechanism through which that is dealt with, but lemaisa, even after the process of tshuva, sometimes there could be something left. So we're picking up over here, almost in the middle of paragraph Aleph, where he quotes over here, ke'inyan sheneemar. So it's 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 lines up from the bottom, 11 lines up from the bottom. Ke'inyan sheneemar, as it says by Cain, gadol avonim inso. After HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes ahead and hands down the punishment to Cain, so Cain says, remember, God says to Cain, you're going to be navanad baretz, you're going to wander around the land, and essentially you're going to have to live in constant fear of death. So Cain responds, gadol avonim inso, my sin is too great to bear. Hein gerashto si hayom me'al panei ha'adama, u'mipanecha esaser, you have chased me away from on the face of the earth, and I must hide myself from you. V'hayisi na v'nad ba'aretz. We'll say now, literally, na v'nad means I'll be a nomad. I'll be a wanderer. Now, na v'nad, na means to move. Nad means to move. So na v'nad means constant movement. V'haya komotzi hargeni. And whoever finds me is going to kill me. He says, v'ayidei tshuva. So what happens? So Cain does tshuva. Now, effectively, how Cain does tshuva is by acknowledging that his sin was great and acknowledging ultimately again that he's deserving of punishment, albeit seeing that the punishment is too much for him to bear, he's accepting responsibility for his acts. So he did tshuva. So what do you see? V'ayidei tshuva. Nislach rov avono. Visar ikar ha'onesh. So you see that through tshuva, the majority of his sin was forgiven, and therefore the majority or the major part of his punishment was removed. So where do we see that from? Number one, v'nimlat min ha'maves. Number one, Cain is spared. Cain should have been killed for his misdeed, but we see his life is spared. Kimo she'nemar, v'yosem Hashem l'Cain os. So God gives Cain a sign, and that sign, that oath, literally prevents anyone from killing him. So that's number one, that as a result of his tshuva, his death sentence is commuted. Number two, the nishar alav onesh hagolos. But interestingly enough, although Cain does tshuva, his tshuva does not absolve him of full responsibility, and the punishment of golos, of exile, still remains upon him. Kimo she'nemar, vayeshev be'eretz Nod, kidmas Eden. He literally went to live in the land of Nod. What's the land of Nod? The land of wandering. So he was still a wanderer. Va'amru zichrono levracha, ki onesh hatiltul gam hu kol me'alav, achrei ha'tshuva. But again, the Gemara writes that in reality, the onesh hatiltul, which means his punishment of golos, was also lessened from upon him after tshuva. Where do we see that? He says, "Kilifnei ze nichpala alav gezeras hatiltul shene'emar v'hayisa nad v'nad ba'aretz." Because remember again, in the beginning, when the punishment is first handed down, God says to Cain, "You're going to be na v'nad." So when he describes Cain's tiltul, Cain's constant movement, Cain's exile, it uses a double lashon, double wording of na v'nad. Hine hiskar tiltul b'kefa alashon. V'acharei ha'tshuva, yet after tshuva, ne'emar v'yeshev v'eretz Nod. The pasuk just says that Cain lived in the land of his wandering. So we'll say, so what's the point that the Shaar Tshuva is bringing out? The point Shaar Tshuva is bringing out is that you see Cain's tshuva was effective in many ways. It took away the death sentence. It went from not v'nod to just being nod. Right? But what do you see? Nevertheless, you see that there is still some residual effect of the sin that was left upon Cain. That's the point the Shaar HaTshuva is trying to make, which I will say is something very interesting. So the Shaar HaTshuva is saying is the following. I know that I've been writing about Tshuva this whole time, and I made it sound like Tshuva could take care of everything. And under certain circumstances, like we'll discuss, that is true. Tshuva is able to take care of everything. But there are also many other circumstances where tshuva is effective to remove a lot, but not to remove everything. There's a residual effect. Now, his example of that is Kayin. So now, the obvious question that we're going to have to delve into a little bit is this a function of the severity of the sin, or is this just a de facto reality? Meaning, are you saying that perhaps the more severe the sin, that represents the inability of tshuva to totally remove the onesh and something remains? Or is this just a de facto state that tshuva is impactful, tshuva is important, but tshuva doesn't necessarily have complete power to purge an individual of all iniquity? Which is another way of saying, Abosai, that every sin leaves its residue upon the individual. And that residue can never fully be removed. That's the fundamental question. Let's read a little bit in Beis. This is really exceptionally important, because what this really does for us is it creates a certain heightened level of vigilance when it comes to our actions. Because if I recognize that at the end of the day, everything I do leaves an imprint on me. Everything. So, and by the way, I'm sorry, just to jump for just a second. You know, the Gemara says, Ha'omer, Echatev Ashuf. If somebody goes ahead and says, I'm going to sin, but it's okay, I'm going to do tshuva. Such a person, tshuva doesn't work. Which Rabbi said makes sense according to what Rabbeinu Yonah is saying. What he's really saying is like this: anyone who says, I'm going to sin, and I'm just going to do tshuva, and tshuva is going to take care of everything, it's not necessarily true. Sometimes there is just a residual effect of our actions that remains with us, even after a tshuva process. An incredible insight. Let's read one more line in Beis, and then we'll stop. Ha'inyan hazeh hisbarer ol mimasha kasu b'Torah. We'll pick up Emirat Hashem with Beis tomorrow. Yeter Hartran Shari Tshuva, yeah. Halavai, I should be so lucky that that's...